Laura Salas just graduated from Forest Hills Central and is planning to attend Michigan State University in the fall and live on campus while taking some precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Because I'm pretty lucky. Like, I'm in the group that if I do get sick, I'm most likely, like, it won't be life-threatening to me, you know? So I think the most important thing is just going to be, like, recognizing who is most susceptible to the virus and, like, just distancing myself from them.
Adriana Shelton, a senior at Columbia College Chicago, says that as of now, she wants to return to college next semester, but will be considering living off campus instead.
I'm trying to choose classes that I know could transfer good online, and I'll still, like, get everything I feel like I need to get from it, but it's really hard. It's really hard trying to determine, like, is this still a good investment at this time?
Andy Beechnow, the Associate Vice Provost for Student Affairs at Grand Valley State University, says GVSU is taking measures to reduce density in student housing in the fall and implement social distancing guidelines.
People will be asked to wear masks in public places. If you're moving around a public building, you're going to try to create space either through signage or behavior to kind of limit students from gathering in large groups.
During a recent virtual town hall meeting, GVSU President Philomena Mantella explained that the average class size is 26 students. Of the university's 4,400 class sections, most are broken into smaller labs and sections of 30 students or fewer. One thing is certain, campus learning will look very different for Salas and Shelton this fall. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.